Our scripture readings today brought up three key themes that I noticed that are all related. These are freedom, commitment, and fidelity. Freedom, commitment, and fidelity. Our second reading, Paul's famous line to the Galatians, "For freedom, Christ has set us free." As we approach the feast day of the United States, our birthday, the 4th of July, indeed, we are reminded again how important freedom is to us in the United States. We have our whole identity centered around freedom and that desire for it. But Paul cautions us. He says, first of all, it is Christ that makes us free. But then reminds, don't then submit again to the yoke of slavery. For freedom, Christ has made you free. All love ultimately begins with freedom. God himself, the all-powerful, does not force us to do anything. We are fundamentally free. We have a choice of what we will do with our life. Ultimately, that's what makes love possible, because love can never be coerced. The very definition of love is that out of freedom, I choose. The question, though, then, is what will we do with our freedom? Paul cautions us to not use our freedom to gratify the base desires of the flesh. Rather, use our freedom to choose a life in the Spirit. So the question then is what to do with our freedom. And that leads to the second theme, commitment. Because out of our freedom, we have to make a choice. For freedom of its own self is not worth anything until that freedom is focused on something and a commitment is made. All of us are asked to make a commitment to God one way or another in our life. We refer to this often as our vocation. We hear a call from God as to how we should invest our freedom. We see in our readings today that, for instance, in our first reading, sometimes it's obvious, the call. Elisha is there farming. He's got his 12 yoke of oxen. He's a farmer. And up comes the prophet Elisha and throws his cloak on him, his prophet's cloak, a symbol that Elisha is called to be a prophet like Elijah. He gets his call very clearly. For most of us, the call in our life is maybe not quite so obvious. No one runs up to us and throws a wedding dress on us or throws a priestly vestment on us, and there we know what we're supposed to do. But it requires careful discernment, because we rightfully know that our freedom is very special. And that commitment of a lifetime commitment is one that we do not make cheaply, but we invest our whole selves. But sadly today, I think more and more, we see that people have problems with commitment. We don't make commitments easily. We so value our freedom that we see making a commitment as if it were to close off our freedom. As if somehow to make a commitment we would surrender our freedom. In fact, the very definition today of freedom for some people, especially our young people, is seen as keeping all our options open. Don't commit to anything. Then you're free. Because if you're married, well, then you can't just go wherever you want to. You have to stay and raise your family, and now you have to raise children, and that is your primary goal, to serve your wife, your husband, and your family. So people see that and say, that's a restriction of my freedom, so I'm not sure I want to do that. People look at religious life and priesthood, and they say, that seems to be a restriction of my freedom. If I become a priest, that means I can't get married. If I become a religious, it means I'm not married and I can't own things, and it goes in the face of everything our culture says is freedom, to be who and where you want to be and to buy what you want and to do what you want. It would seem that commitment is the opposite of freedom. Church teaches us something very different. Ultimately, in God, it is only in commitment that we truly find our freedom. For freedom, Christ has set us free. When we commit our lives to something, that is when we truly become free. Perhaps the best definition of freedom is the ability to become who we were created to be. I don't know about you, but when I was in high school and college and I thought that my vocation was to marriage, well, I'm free to choose who I want to marry, but that, far from being a joyful, happy kind of time, I remember it as being very stressful. Every time I would meet someone, I'm like, ooh, is this the person I'm supposed to marry? And it's like, we all this kind of debating and discerning and then trying to get this person to go out with me and to like me. And it was really kind of frustrating because then that would not turn out to be the person. And you're like, oh, will I ever find the person I'm supposed to marry? And back and forth. And then you throw in priesthood and all that discernment. And you're like, oh my goodness, am I supposed to be a priest? Am I not? And it was anything but peaceful. It was kind of stressful trying to figure out one's vocation. It was when I was able to make that commitment to say, yes, I will be a priest. It's then now that I can say that I feel most free because I know where my commitment lies. Everything else in life now is ordered in that commitment. Likewise, when someone gets married, yes, some doors close and that you can't marry everybody, but the discernment of who should I marry and all that frustration is over. I've married. Now I know the way my life goes. No matter what comes, I know where my commitments are structured and where that lies. We celebrate today the beautiful gift of marriage between Joe and Pat McGreevy, who have been married for 50 years. You think about everything that they've seen in their marriage, the commitment that they made so long ago. Did they even realize that they would be here together on this day, surrounded by their family, the fruit of that commitment made so long ago? But yet we see that the fruit of that commitment, that love that they pledged to one another so long ago, is joy. Great peace and joy. If you know them and talk to them, you know that that is the fruit of their vocation. Great love that spills out to their family, that spills out to our parish. That final witness then of the scriptures today, freedom, commitment, but then the call to fidelity. 50 years of marriage has required great fidelity because commitment is not easy. It may give us peace and structure and true freedom, but it's not easy. There are many times in which even after we've made a commitment, we would be tempted to think that I don't want to be in this commitment anymore. Or maybe I made the wrong choice. How often today do we see that when things go wrong, our first reaction is, I must have married the wrong person. Or maybe I wasn't supposed to be a priest or a nun after all. This is precisely the work of the father of lies. The devil sows doubt in the surety of our commitment. That's why the commitments of life, marriage, priesthood, religious life are so sacred. We make them before God because Satan will most try to attack them. And we need that surety to know that no matter what else is in doubt, that is never in doubt. That is what calls us towards fidelity. We look today not only at Joe and Pat, but Father Frank, who has been a priest for 53 years. I see Sister Audrey over here, who's been a nun for I don't even know how long, long before I was born. You think of the fidelity that that requires. But look at the fruit of that fidelity. How many of you are here today because of Father Frank? How many of you know your faith better because of Sister Audrey? How many of you are edified and have been built up in your marriage because of Joe and Pat? Fidelity to our commitments is what ultimately leads to happiness. My struggles just this afternoon are a lot less than those three esteemed groups. I wanted to watch the World Cup, frankly, but I'm like, I have to go hear confessions. Well, it's in those little sacrifices every day. I had to look and say, it's clear what my commitment is. I'm a priest first and a soccer fan second. So it may not have been easy, but it's clear. And that's the ultimate gift of commitment that gives us that peace and joy, is we know what we're supposed to do. We know when we're married who we're committed to. No matter how difficult it might be, we know the answer. If we're a priest, no matter how difficult or how much of a struggle it might be, we know the answer. It's in our commitment and that call to fidelity. I just leave you with this thought, that if we ever think we've committed to the wrong thing, we don't need commitments for things that we would find easy to do. If it were easy to stay married to the same person our whole life, we wouldn't need a solemn commitment to do it. If it were easy to remain a priest or committed religious our whole lives, we wouldn't need solemn profession and ordination to do it. We have commitments precisely because it's hard. That when all other lights go out and everything seems dark, it's our commitments that give us structure. It is a great gift that we would use our freedom to commit to God, to commit to another person. But if we live our lives faithful to those commitments, ordered toward them, we know the result. We have only to look at Joe and Pat today to see the result. The result of freedom given in faithful commitment, lived in fidelity, is joy, peace, and life. We thank Joe and Pat, Father Frank, Sister Audrey, all of you for your commitments. We pray that God will continue to bring joy, peace, and life to all of us and to our parish.